Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group, NCA, in Zuchus of Rivka Bela, Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
We're going to be looking at the Kitzur in Siman Tesvav, the 15th chapter of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, looking at the second part of Minyan and Dover Shebikdusha, Holy Matters. We're going to be looking at two concepts today. The number one is responding to holy matters, and number two is nominating the right type of leader for our tefillah. So let's jump straight in. Responding to holy matters. We know that a person who says Yehi Shmei Rabba, the Gemara tells us, with all their strength and all their focus, is able to rip up a decree of even 70 years, which is understood to mean even a decree which perhaps governed an entire lifetime of a person can be ripped up if a person really says Yehi Shmei Rabba in the middle of a Kaddish correctly as well. So a few basic questions of how to achieve this. We're going to look at 14 questions on this topic. Number one is, what should one be focused on when responding to Dovah Shavikdusha, to Baruch Hu, to Kaddish, to Kedusha? What should one be responding to? What should they be thinking about? So they should be thinking about the words affirming that they wish to bring sanctity of the name of Hashem into this world. That's what the Pasuk says, is all comes from V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, I'll be sanctified among the community of Israel. So your focus should be to affirm and to be part of that, to go out after davening to actually achieve that which you just said. And that means to say one should not even be thinking or learning Torah during a Dovah Shebikdusha, during Kaddish or Kedusha. How does one actually say it? It should be said loud and proud. It should be said strongly, but it should not be so loud that people will snicker because it seems a little strange. When does the Yehi Shmei Rabba actually end? So some, you'll notice, have the practice say Yisporach, prompting the chazan to start the next paragraph. However, many do not say have that practice as well. Depends on different communities, Ashkenaz, Asfarad, and Sfaradi. What is the position that Kaddish is said in? It happens to be there's a debate. Many will sit for it. However, the practice among Ashkenazim is to stand for Kaddish even if one is not standing beforehand. Where do we learn this from? So the Kitzur recites the Pasuk in his Sefer Shoftim in the third Perek, where we hear about this meeting between Ehud Ben-Gera, who is going to be the savior of Israel, as he meets Eglon, the king of Moab. Eglon is this very large fellow. And as Ehud comes in, he says, Dvar Elokim li Eilecha. I have something to tell you from God. And it says, Vayakom me'al ha-kisei, and Eglon arose from his throne. And the comment on this is, if Eglon, who is a pagan, got up to hear the word of Hashem, then certainly if we hear the word of God, then we should certainly get up to hear the words of Hashem as well. How many people need to be answering Kaddish in order to be able to start saying Kaddish? So obviously you need to have a minyan, a quorum of 10 men who are present, but it also needs to be that 9 of them are responding. That means to say if they are not able to respond, that you cannot start the Kaddish. What happens if that a few of them are still saying the silent Shmona Esrei? May one start Kaddish? So the Kitzur says, as long as a majority of them are able to answer, so 6 are able to answer, even if another 2 or 3 perhaps are saying the silent Shmona Esrei, that is sufficient to be able to say the Kaddish. Is this true about the Chazaras HaShatz? The answer is no. And most people do not know this halacha. And that is, if one is at Shachris or Mincha, and what happens after the silent Shmona Esrei is a repetition of the Shmona Esrei by the Chazan, then in that case, you need to have 9 people answering, and it's not enough to have 6. You need to have 9 people who finish their Shmona Esrei in order to be able to start. At Mariv, where what follows the silent Shmona Esrei is Kaddish, then it is sufficient to have 6, minimally. But for the Shachris and Mincha, you need 9. That's the difference that's being accentuated over here. What if one of the people is sleeping? In that case, that does not work even for Kaddish. That person needs to be woken up if it's a minion, a mitzumtzum, if it's a small minion. The first physical presence is not there to acknowledge Hashem. They need to actually be cognizant and lucid. What if there's no minion towards the end of Pesukah Zimra? So we're finished up Pesukah Zimra. We're trying to get to Baruch Hu. There's no minion. What should we do? So in that case, you wait before you shtabach. So you don't finish Pesukah Zimra. You wait a little bit, and then you say, and when the minion comes in, you do your shtabach and then Kaddish, that half Kaddish. How long should one wait? Up till 30 minutes is the Kitzur. Beyond that, if people are willing to stay and they know the minion's coming, they would need to finish the shtabach and then wait and then say a few Pesukim when that minion person came and then go into Baruch Hu, the Kaddish and Baruch Hu as well. How does the community respond to Baruch Hu? When the Chazan says Baruch Hu, so it's really a call to others to bless Hashem. So their response should be, Baruch Hashem Mivorach Le'olam Va'ed, that blessed be Hashem, the name of God for all eternity. And the Shliach Tzibur, the person who prompted them, the leader of the service, would say it with them as well, so as not to exclude them as well. Now, wait a second. I'm looking at the Siddur, and I see that there's a few little psukim in my Siddur next to the Baruch Hu. Who says those? So in the old days, in some communities, the Kitzur points out, the Baal Tefillah, the Chazan, had the practice to sing a nigun when you're saying Baruch Hu. And while you're singing that nigun, that's when the people would say these words. But they should not be said while the Chazan is speaking and saying words and articulating actual words, which seems to be the practice today. Most people do not do it with a nigun, so the psukim are not said. And finally, in this last section, can I say Kedusha of Birkos Kriya Shema Alonu? There's three times we have Kedusha, which is Kodesh, 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 and Baruch. We say that three times, one in the Birkas Kriya Shema, one in the Chazaras Hashatz, the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, and one in Uvalat Zion at the end of Davening of Shachris. What about this one during the Birkas Kriya Shema? Am I allowed to say this alone? The answer is yes, one can say it alone, unlike the one of Kedusha in the Shmoneh Esrei, but it's best to be said in a tzibur, in a community. Finally, last concept that we can look at now with six questions, and that is the requirements of nominating a leader for the Baal Tefillah. We know that it's very important to have the correct leader, the person leading the community. And again, it's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The pasuk says, Nosna alai b'kola al kein senesia. They gave me a voice and they presented themselves and I hated her. This refers to a person who's not fitting for the post of being the Shliach Tzibur. So a very basic question is, what does it mean practically? What does it mean to be fitting for the Amud? So a few requirements the Kitzur lists. And number one is to a person who is devoid of sin. Number two, a person whose youth was pristine. Number three, a person who did not have a shemra, a negative association or rumors associated with them in their youth. Number four, a person who is appreciated by the community. Number five, a person who has a pleasant voice. And five, and number six, finally, is a person who knows learns through Tanakh and therefore knows the words of the psukim and is able to articulate them. That is the requirement for somebody to daven for the Amud, for somebody to lead the community in prayer. What if someone like this cannot be found? So then, obviously, one tries one's best to find a person who has wisdom and good actions and most of the characteristics that were mentioned above as well. What if somebody does not have these attributes and forces themselves upon the community, goes to the Amud and leads the community out of force? In that case, the community says the Kitzur does not need to answer Amen after such a person because they did not nominate such a person as their leader as well. This does not mean that if one person in the back has a particular fight with this person, they don't answer Amen. This means to say that the person leading has forced their way in and no one wants them to be the leader. In that case, they are entitled not to answer as well. But it's a very unusual situation to arrive at. Fourth question is, are there any differences between a fixed and a temporary chazan? So the Kitzur says, yes, a permanent chazan, person who's been nominated as a permanent chazan for a community on a week-to-week basis, that person needs to have a beard. But if it's circumstantially, even a 13-year-old can step up to the Amud in a circumstantial situation where no one else is nominated. What about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So the truth is the bar is much higher when it comes to that. We'll deal with those halachas when we get there. And finally, what's the general rule when it comes to this? This is one of the most important rules when it comes to all of this business, and certainly being a Baal Tefillah, is self-awareness. People have got to be self-aware of themselves. If they are not able to pronounce the words, if they do not have a voice which people appreciate and therefore ask them back to daven after they davened, then probably that means to say that they are not necessarily as merutzeh lakal, as fitting for the community in that circumstance. And so it's important with self-awareness not to create machloikes, not to be angry with a rabbi or a gabbai who has the unfortunate duty to inform a person that they are not merutzeh lakal, or for whatever reason it is, but rather to understand that representing the community is not about one's personal agenda, personal resume, or emotional needs, even for a yahrzeit, but rather actually for serving the community, and that requires, has certain bars in order to be able to reach that point as well, and therefore has a tremendous zechus if done correctly. In the meantime, this concludes our learning of Siman Tesvav. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.